I'm the OC Aviation Safety Team here at RAF Odium. It's a small team. There's five of us, and we're responsible for and report to the station commander on all elements of aviation safety for the aircrew, for the engineers, and for the general public at large.
So what's your day-to-day routine like here?
Right, well, what we do is we're analysing the reports being raised, the defence safety occurrence reports. We're looking at these, looking for trends, if there's anything which we need to do, anything to prevent them from happening in the future. As we bring new bits of equipment in, we need to look at that and see how they integrate with the aircraft and how they affect things, and just trying to forecast ahead as well.
So generally it's pretty busy here, isn't it, all the time at RAF Odium?
Yeah, it's an extremely busy station.
Now, you've been here for a couple of years just about now, based here at Odium. What is life like here?
Yeah, it's a good balance. It's a good mixture of stuff going on. There's always something happening with regards to the work. The work is extremely busy, but the facilities here at Odium are very good.
So what sort of facilities do you have here then?
We're here at the mess at the moment. Just over the other side there, you've got the gym, which has got big outdoor gym facilities as well as inside, and that's having a refurbishment. There's a swimming pool as well. But with regards to, from a family's point of view, you've got all the modern day things which families would rely on, the local shops, the amenities, the children's play parks, etc.
Now, obviously, this is a beautiful part of northeast Hampshire. Ideal place to go running, because you are a very keen runner, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I get out every now and then and put my trainers on. That can be said, yeah.
And you have recently, actually, in the last month, taken part in the London Marathon, but not dressed as yourself. Bit of a stormtrooper. What's that all about?
Yeah, I was the London Marathon stormtrooper, and the guy who, people might have seen on the internet a couple of times. Yeah, it was just fun times, just trying to do some good and raise some money for some worthwhile charities.
Yeah, it was all about raising money for charity. Who were you raising money for?
This year I was raising money for Make-A-Wish UK, who are just a fantastic charity who do so much good for poorly children, young adults, and not only help them out, but also give the parents a bit of a break for a day as well. It's a great charity, Make-A-Wish UK.
Now, running as a stormtrooper, how easy was that? Was it a bit hot?
Yeah, it was remarkably, I think anyone could look at it and say, yeah, that's going to be difficult, and indeed it was. You end up getting cuts and chafes and stuff, so you end up dressing yourself with second skin dressings and plasters and bandages, but it's difficult. You can't move in it particularly well, you can't see, you can't breathe particularly easily, you can't drink, and once it's on, that's it. There's no toilet stops or anything until it comes off again. All in all, it's not the best thing to go running in.
So what was your time at the end of the day?
I managed to complete it in 5 hours and 26 seconds, which I was really pleased with. I was chuffed.
That's really good time, even as a stormtrooper as well. Was there any other stormtroopers around?
I didn't see any stormtroopers. However, I did see a chap in some sort of Darth Vader costume and a man in a Chewbacca onesie. So we were all there representing.
Did you beat them?
Do you know what? I don't think I did. But then again, stormtrooper never hits his target.
Now, you mentioned raising money for the charity Make-A-Wish Foundation. Can people still sponsor you?
Yeah, and thanks very much for the opportunity. I've got a Just Giving site, and it's www.justgiving.com/The Force Awakens. That takes you to the primary site, but all details about this and on the efforts, and in fact, watching me run the multi-stage fitness test dressed as a stormtrooper can be found on the Facebook page, which is just quite simply called Make a Star Wars Wish.
Now, I don't know whether there's been a fancy dress inter-services competition before now in the marathon. Do you think they could take that on board?
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, bring it on. Here we go, RAF in a stormtrooper costume. Doesn't get that much harder than that, I don't think.
Let's suggest it. That should become a new one for the athletes in RAF, Navy and the Army.
Yeah, why not? Definitely.